Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The left fielder, John Wathan. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Mike Heath. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball four. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathan. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Wathan steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Hurdle fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hurdle. Klutz goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo bunts towards the mound. Splitterv settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to third for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Essien for a passed ball. Washington moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Wilson scores. Way then moves to third. It's Royals, 2, Athletics, 2. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive towards third. Quirk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hurdle moves to third. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay misplays the ball. That's an error on McKay. Hurdle scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a line drive towards third. Quirk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. White reaches second base with a double. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a line drive towards the mound. Splitter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Porter and he is out, Washington applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman juggles the ball. That's an error on Newman. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hurdle bunts towards the mound. Kingman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with McKay covering, double play. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath bunts in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman bunts towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klutz moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Onyx Concepcion pinch runs for Willie Akins. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Picciolo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Mike Heath. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wayven hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Henderson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.